Okay, well, welcome everyone to the first Friday of the month, Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I'm going to be hosting the call today. This is a monthly event that we've been doing for over 5 years now, and we're dedicated to sending loving, healing energy to the waters of the world. And so you are welcome to join us any first Friday of the month. And in between that time, hold your focus on healing the waters. It's just so, so important. And you can also go to the website, globalwaterhealing.com. Years of recorded meditations on there and links to other water groups and a list of our presenters, along with links to their websites. So it's a great resource for doing water healing work. So today, our meditation leader is Carol Wentz Rendachi. And she's a good friend of mine here in Sarasota. She's a doctor of oriental medicine and an acupuncture physician. She started the iZen Healing Center in Sarasota, and this center is really based on the concept of everything physical is manifesting from the non-physical realm. And, you know, in her practice, Carol really focuses on helping people to live as nature intended and to transcend their personal limitations. She also has a Revision acupuncture clinic where she works with people who have macular degeneration and other visual conditions, and she's getting really amazing results. And Carol's also an animal advocate and, you know, supports the knowledge that all animals are sentient beings. So that makes us soul sisters. And a lot of the people on this line are coming from that same place. So it's really wonderful to have Carol.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I don't know what that was.
Okay.
Oh, how weird. Well, just carry on.
Okay. So, first of all, thank you, Mary, for inviting me to lead this meditation again this year. I really am moved by the number of people that continue to support this work around the world, and to hear these voices from everyone around the country, it just is so inspiring. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. And thank you for continuing this work, even when we're not doing this on the first Friday of the month. This is just vital importance for all of us to move forward. So let's go ahead and begin our journey today. So first of all, when we begin this journey, we're going to create a sacred space to open up our physical and non-physical bodies, open up those centers so we can receive these transmissions, so we can receive them, and then we can then transmit them through our own auric field into the atmosphere, into the water, into our neighbors, into everything that we touch. So to begin with, let's center our attention on our breath. Just sit back and relax. This is going to be a little bit of a journey. It's going to be relaxing. And it's going to create some inspiration and some movement in the atmosphere that's really needed today. With each breath that you take in, become aware of how this cosmic chi that you're pulling into your body is loaded with divine grace. And with your next in-breath, expand that field of grace beyond your physical limits to include the areas around your body. Again, feel that breath expanding the field of grace outside your body. Each breath, just take that field a little further and a little further until you feel a comfortable limit. And as your breath fills this expanded field, make the thought that this expanded field is a sacred orb, and you are sitting in the middle of the sacred orb. And since there's no time or space in the ultimate reality, let's make the thought that each individual orb that we are sitting inside today is connected together inside a universal orb. And we are like individual water molecules connected as the ocean of life is connected. Again, just relax into it. With your next breath, breathe in from the top of that orb. Bring that breath down into your crown and down through your vertical channels, down into the earth, connecting with your own earth chakra. Each of us have an earth chakra that we are connected to. The earth is this glorious orb of transmission. Once you feel connected into your own earth chakra, bring that earth energy back up through your physical body, through those vertical channels, back up to the top of the orb. And then with each breath, remember that the human form is the manifestation of heaven and earth. And now the sacred space, the sacred healing space is set, and we're going to begin our mission today. So during this journey, we're going to have moments of silence where we will experience the union with our inner fulfillment, the destiny of the moment. And during these just brief moments of silence, you'll hear a faint om. When the om stops, we will go into the next phase of our journey. So let's begin. You're in a forest in the high mountains, seated on a moss-covered outcropping. It's a dark night, and you've gone into the woods to connect with the spirit of nature, your true spirit. Just 5 days ago, we entered into a new moon phase of our lunar cycle. This first quarter phase that we're in right now is where the seeds planted during the new moon break free from their shell, from their own darkness, and begin to take root. And that's our journey today. This lunar period we're in symbolizes a period of strength, determination, focus, and commitment to action. This current new moon phase provides you with an opportunity to pause, open your awareness, calling you to pay attention to what's happening in this beloved world. It's a call to action. This new moon is in Libra, and Libra is governed by Venus, the goddess of love. On this dark night, the moon is just a sliver. It's rising behind you to the right of this giant sequoia tree you're sitting under. You feel its power tapping you on your back. The forest is quiet tonight. Occasionally, you hear a few tree frogs, a barred owl calls from the top tree on an adjacent hillside. And once in a while, you hear what seems like a whisper carried on the wind, reminding you to go out to seek balance and harmony in the world. A voice reminds you that alignment with your higher self is the relationship you were created to secure. The moon, even as small as it is tonight, perforates the darkness, awakening your soul to your duty of seeking justice. And the justice you seek tonight is the justice for the health of the water of our planet. To the left of where you are sitting in the first is the first trace of the water journey to the sea that we will be taking tonight. That water's coming from a spring under the rock where you're sitting. And even in the stillness of the night, the water is silent as it emerges from the earth to begin its journey. Little by little, these water vents join together, forming bigger and bigger streams of pure mountain water. It tumbles and rolls over the boulders and rocks that were tossed out from the depths of the earth during some ancient explosion. Now and then, the water catches a few rays of the moon in its curves and comes alive with little sparkles of light. They are the light beams that fairies dance on in the middle of the woods late at night when no one's watching. A bit further down the mountainside, as the water spills over the edge of that last outcropping, it has gathered momentum as it falls over the edges of the rocks, as if rain from heaven herself is falling. This crystalline water falls into a pool beneath this second outcropping, into a dark pool of water. The pool is so deep and pure that it looks like a black hole into the center of the earth. From this deep forest pool, the water continues its journey onward, pouring over the front side of the pool to form a new river. The river is surrounded by ancient redwoods, and the canopy of the trees keep the air beneath their limbs cool and moist with that sweet scent of life. Before moving on, find a place to sit by the edge of the river. Sit in the shadow of the moon, peeping through the redwood limbs, bowing your head in meditation, waiting for the spirit of water to rise up and speak to you. Spirit rises from within and beckons you forward. Open your eyes to discover yourself in relationship to the entire universe that appears before you. Relationship requires continual responses, which are based on choices you make according to your values. It's the cultivation of those values that brought you here tonight. It's a cultivation that will heal the water while the water heals you. You are now clearly connected and are summoned forward. It's nearly dawn. Stand up and start walking forward. Continue down the mountain towards the ocean. The banks of the Little River are mucky, and at times it's hard to walk without slipping, and yet you go on, carrying a message of unity from the water spirits. From the trickling of water underneath the first outcropping you were sitting on, to the forming of this little stream, and onto the waterfalls, and the deep dark pool beneath where the river formed pouring out of the pool, and on down the mountain. It all signifies the search for unity that all parts of our world seek. As you move further down the mountain, the water that began as a trickle starts to gush as a powerful river, cleansing all the lands around it. The sun is just now beginning to peek through the trees, and in the distance, you see the ocean. And yet, it's still far off. As you connect to the distant ocean, you feel consciousness arising out of the infinite void to propel creation forward. The will of no thing to manifest something is the creative impulse of consciousness. It is from this that you will create the necessary healing tonight. A song breaks the silence of the mountain air, telling you that your journey is to awaken the true spirit of humankind, so the raping of the land, the polluting of the water, the torture and killing of animals will stop, and the true nature of humans, that is the manifestation of the Tao, is restored. When true nature is restored, and all beings move toward together like the water molecules of the ocean, only then will existence be free of darkness. The journey down the mountain is the journey of collecting and replacing the honor lost when ego found greed. You will cleanse the water as the water cleanses you, thus cleansing all human nature. When the Tao was imprisoned to serve the individual microcosm instead of the macrocosm of the whole, darkness descended. You now carry the light of the new moon to reignite the power of unity. The Tao is a vast whirlpool, constantly moving away from its source while simultaneously returning to it. Like the purified water leaving the earth for its journey to the ocean, from where it returns back to source, it is the journey of self-discovery. It is the path we now follow from the well to the spring, to the river, and down the mountain to the ocean. We are journeying down the mountain and through our life as a practice of cultivation of virtue. And it is through acting as a vessel for the Tao and bringing the heart of heaven into the world that you fulfill your destiny, that heaven's destiny is well expressed through you, is the destiny. As you move further down the mountain towards the highlands of human cultivation, you find the swelling of the river has been dammed up. The damming and manipulation of the water causes the first introduction of staleness to our world. Stand by the edge of the dam and watch as the spirit of life imprinted into your heart from the sliver of the moonlight, watch as it heals the water. It breathes new life back into each molecule. Where light exists, darkness cannot prevail. Hold that feeling of light as you clear the water of stagnation, and the water clears you. Now time to move down the mountain further. Walk carefully over the boulders at the sides of the river. Choose your steps carefully to avoid the deep, mucky pitfalls. This is the story of our life. As you step over the fallen trees and broken limbs, torn apart by chaotic air, you now feel the presence of the next obstacle to clear. This is rebellious energy. Rebellious energy is an aspect of our current society where chaos is created by disrespect for the laws of nature. Rebellious energy is like the wind that roars through a location, carrying all structures, both natural and human-made. Stop for a moment beside the wind-torn tree lying next to the river and place your hand on top of your head. This gesture is symbolic of restoring control of your connection to this chaotic nature that causes anger, outbursts, headaches, rebellion, muscle spasms, and violent interactions. Through the power of intention, summon the spirit of the water once again to transform these windswept, wayward tendencies, allowing the freedom from this action to be imprinted in the water. By learning and connecting the intimate nature of the water spirits, you are able to maintain and restore harmony in the kingdom of body, mind, and spirit as carried in the waters to cleanse and hold the power of peace. Move further down the mountain now, walking slowly and cautiously still. Pay attention to your steps and your surroundings. And as you move around a deep bend in the river, you feel some type of heat. This heat is from a small fire on top of the water. It's from a grease spill on the top of the water. Once again, find a place to sit. Close your eyes and summon spirits once again. Summon those spirits of the water for directives and watch if they do their work. The fire and the water combination is emblematic of the dual poles of heaven and earth within us. As the sun rises out of the ocean, consciousness arises out of the infinite void to propel creation forward. Your authentic self is love and recognizes no separation. It is the force of attraction that binds us all into one. Your true nature is the manifestation of integrity and freedom. In higher states, when you take your attention off the fears and desires that guide ego, you discover a selfless love that is universal, as impersonal as gravity, and that is attached to no thing in particular. That is the water element, the wellspring of life and love. The fire on the water reminds us we have the most religious, social, financial, and political freedom ever. We have the best nutrition and health care of any people in human history. In light of this fact, ask yourself, is facing the truth about yourself for the sake of creating a more wholesome world, may it not be a significant and compelling nature, compelling motivation for the pathway to peace? What are you willing to change to put out the fire? Spirit tells us it's time to move on. As you walk down the path, you now become connected to another waterfall. And as that water tumbles over the edge of the cliff, you stop to clear yourself of everything you have accumulated during your march to the sea. Walk over to the fall and stand directly under it. Allow that water to pour across, through, and around your body, both physically and non-physically. This is the final cleansing before you reach the ocean below. This water purifies, pours over your body. The emotions anchored in your head are dissolving and flowing away. The emotions anchored in your shoulders, in your arms, the tips of your fingers, all melting away. Those emotions anchored all through your body are now pouring out of the bottom of your feet, cleansing you from all feeling of any fear harbored in your cells. Fears that have been trapped in your neck or your shoulders all dissolve away. The water cleanses shadow emotions out of your chest and arms, straight down through your tingling fingertips. And as that water pours over your body, it cleanses your pelvic floor, your sacral area, your solar plexus, your heart region. It cleanses your throat, which releases the bondage of false agreement, stimulating your pineal gland, wrapped in your third eye. And now that energy goes back to the crown of your head. Remain here under this waterfall for a moment as this pure water renews your spirit. Move out now, move out of the waterfall and into the light of the sunrise, now pouring through the trees. Turn to your right and face your destiny, the ocean, the oneness, the unity of all nature. You made it to the bottom of the mountain, renewed, revised, carrying the message of love and hope to the water as she claims her victory of your journey. The water spirit whispers one last secret. Remember this. Between stimulus and response, there is space. In that space is your power to choose your response. In your response lies your growth and your freedom. Choose wisely. Each month, nature gives us an opportunity to try again, to create again. Starting during the new moon, beginnings to the harvest of the full moon, we can recreate the world of love and hope from the seed planted by our inspired intention. During this monthly march from high in the mountain to the mouth of the ocean, we find new answers to these poignant questions. Each month, look into the depths of these questions. How do I love? What am I giving? How am I of service? How do I live an authentic, congruent, integrous life? These questions are sent into the waters of the world. The questions are to be cleansed and sent back up to the top of the mountain for the next new moon cycle, where once again the water will travel from the tops of the mountains, forming streams and waterfalls and rivers and pools, returning once again to the sea, cleansing the cycles that nature has created. We are nature. We are part of the cleansing cycles. Awaken to your integrous life and cultivate the love that will permeate this dimension. Be at peace, my sisters and brothers, as we flow like water through this dimension we call life. It's time to come back to present moment. Bring your attention back to your breath. Feel the expansion and contraction of your body with each breath. And when you are ready, begin to just slowly move your body. Wiggle your toes. Move your head just oh so slightly from side to side. And then when you're ready, open your eyes. Welcome back. Renewed, cleansed, and inspired. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
That was beautiful, Carol.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Wow. It's going to take me a minute to get fully back into the physical. I was way out there traveling down this mountain to the sea. So, is there anyone that would like to share something about their experience or ask Carol a question? If so, just hit *6 and tell us your name.
This is Sandy.
Hey, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
I just had this, that was beautiful and so articulate, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I just had this really deep sense of reverence, love, and gratitude for Mother Earth
mm-hmm.
and all of the elements, the rocks, the trees, the earth,
mm-hmm.
the water, and it was, wow, just really heartfelt. And that will stay with me, so thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Sandy.
Okay, somebody else?
Hi, this is Linda in Pennsylvania. Yeah, that was a wonderful meditation. And it just
Thank you.
I could just feel all the energy flowing through me. I loved what you said about As the water heals you, you heal the water.
Mm-hmm.
That reflection from within to without.
Yeah. Yeah, there's just no distinguishing between the two.
Yeah.
This body is a false wall. And I think as we all come to realize that, we're able to move further and further into this sense of unity. And when you feel a sense of unity with anything, the sense of darkness or harm or ego just melts away. And I'm really honored to be alive at a time when that is coming to life in the collective consciousness.
Yes. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Linda.
This is Diane, Chicago.
Hi.
And I just wanted to thank you. I felt it was like a tool now. I listen to these meditations, and they change, you know, my perception, and I do it for the time, and it slips away to the next month. But I feel like this particular one, because it was easy for me to see I could continue this as a tool,
mm-hmm.
and to be continually mindful. It was so I really appreciate it. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. This whole meditation was based on the five elements and the whole theory of the nature of human being and the ultimate destiny. So I'm glad you're going to be able to use it as a tool, because I find it also to be really a powerful tool. So thank you.
Great. Somebody else?
This is Ruby in Maine.
Hi, Ruby.
It's my first time, and it was just a lovely, lovely experience. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Mary, you had mentioned they're on the website as well, so I can
Correct.
Go back and hear it again.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It'll take me a day or so maybe to get it up, but it'll be up there before Monday.
Great. That was so powerful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Anybody else? Okay. Thank you again, Carol. It was so wonderful to have you here. And
thank you.
We'll get you to come back again.
I'm just so honored to be connected to such wonderful, beautiful, like-minded beings. So thank you to everyone that's doing the work all over the world, all the time.
Yeah.
It's going to create our survival. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. So, yes? Our next monthly call will be on November 1st, and I'm going to be leading the meditation.
Yay!
So I hope you'll all come back, and in the meantime, don't forget all the archived meditations on the website. There are 5+ years on there. So, and they're all completely different, which is just amazing. So before we go, what I'm going to do is unmute everybody, and we can all do our chaotic goodbye. So hold on. All right. Goodbye,
bye,
everyone.
Bye, Mary.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mary. Thanks, Mary.
Lots of love to everyone.